Get what you spray for. Results. Get the lasting control more corn growers trust with Anthem Max Herbicide from FMC. Visit anthemmax.ag.fmc.com to get results. Always read and follow all label directions.
In the drawing room, a group of suspects gathered. The detective has solved the mystery.
Ladies and gentlemen, the butler did it.
You'll never catch me.
The butler darted to his getaway car. But what he didn't know is this is a Nissan sales event ad.
Wait, what?
And his car is no match for the detective's Nissan Rogue or its standard VC turbo engine. Save on one of your own at the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event.
Now get 0% APR financing for 36 months on select models. Availability is limited. For well-qualified buyers, 0% APR financing for 36 months available on new 2023 Altima, Rogue, and Pathfinder when financed through NMAC. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. 36 months financing at $27.78 per month per 1,000 financed. Actual down payment may vary, subject to residency restrictions and NMAC credit approval. Not all buyers qualified. Dealer contribution may affect actual price set by dealer. Contact dealer for details. Offer ends 2/28/23.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, ladies and gentlemen, or as Tucker Carlson calls her, Sandy Cortez. AOC's been back in the headlines as of late, and she's getting roasted for some of her comments because, well, she's an admitted socialist. She's a kook and not really the sharpest tool in the shed. Ocasio-Cortez mocked on Twitter for bragging about killing thousands of Amazon jobs. And some of the reactions have been, well, rather pointed. Some of them saying that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez should resign in disgrace. Well, I think she should resign in disgrace, not for bragging about killing people's livelihood, but simply because she's a socialist. And I, as your liberty-loving Latino, oppose loudmouth leftist Latinos, whether they are female or male, because they do such great damage to we, the people. Those who are freedom-minded should oppose and should, well, because they've earned this opposition, should oppose anybody who's left-leaning, anybody who's left-wing thinking, because socialism, Marxism, communism, it is ultimately defeating for any civilization. And the fruits of all of this are evident. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez bragging about killing jobs. This was the topic on CNN a couple of Fridays ago. And Kevin O'Leary, you know him from Shark Tank, right? He was discussing why he no longer brings businesses to left-wing states because, as he calls them, they're uninvestable. Listen to this.
And here's the one thing that nobody saw coming, and this is the competition of states. I don't put companies here in New York anymore, or in Massachusetts, or in New Jersey, or in California. Those states are uninvestable. The policy here is insane. The taxes are too high. We put them in Fargo, North Dakota, because 40% of the people work elsewhere, including Boston.
So you base them in a freedom state, and then you have people working remotely in these other states, and you avoid all the onerous regulations and taxes that these states have set up to harm you, to harm businesses, to harm employment, to harm productivity. Ronald Reagan talked about this. This is from his first inaugural address. Listen.
Those who do work are denied a fair return for their labor by a tax system which penalizes successful achievement and keeps us from maintaining full productivity.
That's the federal government. Now, you look at these left-wing states that pile onto that federal government, and again, onerous, unacceptable, stifling.
But great as our tax burden is, it has not kept pace with public spending.
Government spending. It back in Reagan's day, it was public. It's government spending. It is these arrogant leftists who believe that you should be working for them, right? And Reagan had a solution for this as well. again, from his first inaugural address.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around. And this makes us special among the nations of the earth.
It used to make us special. Now, since the Democrat Socialist Party has stripped those unique properties away from us, now we are getting to the point where we go to work to support irresponsible left-wingers in government, whether they be in the what they call the deep state or permanent Washington, or whether they be in the halls of Congress. And I am tired of going to work to support the feckless irresponsibility of government. Government populated with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's, socialists and Marxists like her. Back to Kevin O'Leary. Let me just rewind a little bit here. Hold on.
And here's the one thing that nobody saw coming. And this is the competition of states. I don't put companies here in New York anymore, or in Massachusetts, or in New Jersey, or in California. Those states are uninvestable. The policy here is insane. The taxes are too high. We put them in Fargo, North Dakota, because 40% of the people work elsewhere, including Boston. So I was, you know, of a bit of a debate with Elizabeth Warren about this, but I say, look, Senator, we've got to move the companies out of your state because you're not investable anymore.
You know what? And it's not just the states. During Democrat administrations, playing class warfare, this is what happened. This is why we've offshored so many of our jobs to foreign nations, because left-wingers make us uncompetitive. Leftists make sure that they distort everything that they touch. They distort the free market. They pervert the free market so as to basically empower themselves and enslave our population. And what does it end up doing? It ends up hurting our population. And thank goodness we still have some vestiges of competitions in the states, some competitive natures in the states. But I've got to be honest with you, folks, with this overarching, overlording federal government, it's getting harder and harder. And this is the goal of Democrats. They want to make it so there's no place you can run. This is the goal of communists. Make it so there's no place you can run, so that all you know is misery, so you won't want for something better.
You're punishing people if they're successful. You overtax them. You hit them with a super tax. New Jersey, what a mess. New York, uninvestable.
Wait,
California.
Why is New York uninvestable?
Try and do a project in New York. Try and build a data.
Yeah, I'm asking, Don's point, is it beyond the taxes?
Oh, the regulatory environment is punitive.
Well, it's onerous and punitive. Folks, in my career, I was working for a company, and we sought to build a radio studio inside of New York City, inside of Washington, D.C., in these left-wing bastions. We did price checks on all these studios. The amount of graft that you have to pay, you know, slipping these public officials money under the table that isn't on the books just to get your project greenlighted, it's factored into the price of doing business. They're crooks. They're on the take. And this is happening in the United States of America. And Kevin O'Leary knows exactly what he's talking about here.
I had a project in upstate New York behind the grid in Niagara Falls for electricity, a global data center we were building. Eventually, it got so bad with the politicians in the local region and the state policy, we moved it to Norway and all the jobs. Norway has it now. Thousands of jobs coming out of that. I mean, that's New York. Uninvestable. Sorry, don't shoot the messenger. Just telling you the way it is.
Yeah,
that's it. Uninvestable.
Some pushback from our elected officials in New York on that.
I was just going to say Kathy Hochul.
So the hell what? Oh, yeah, it's a pushback from our local officials. Yeah, your local officials who admit they're socialists. Socialists don't provide economic opportunity. Oh, there's going to be some pushback from Kathy Hochul. Screw Kathy Hochul. Pushback? I'm not interested in her spin on all of this. What I'm interested in is what the reality is and what you should be interested in. Frankly, sadly, New Yorkers couldn't give a rat's ass. Just take it away from people who earn it and give it to me. That's all they care about, by and large, in that godforsaken place. More from O'Leary and CNN.
Yeah, but
I'll debate them any time of the day you want.
We would love to set that up.
Particularly AOC. She's great at killing jobs. She kills jobs by the thousands. You know, another New Jersey problem. Where did Amazon take their jobs? They took them away from her. She threatened to sue them if they created jobs. I mean, this is a reality. This is a reality that the business...
There's a little more to it, but let's not relitigate that.
Well, you know, sorry, just telling the truth.
Just telling the truth. Yeah, just telling the truth. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is bragging that she did this, that she harmed her constituents. And frankly, folks, her constituents are so dim-witted that they'll thank her for it. Thank you, Madam AOC. May I have another? Oh, yes, that hurt. That took away economic opportunity. That made us poor. That took away the tax base. Oh, thank you. Can I have another? It's sick. Now, contrary to loudmouth leftist Latinos, the rise of the liberty-loving Latino. We talk about that coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Folks, let's talk about the rise of the liberty-loving Latino. Because of the destruction unleashed on this country, in particular the border region, by left-wing extremists, I think there are now more and more, millions more persuadable Latinos out there. You're seeing as never before a Latino's going, man, I want nothing to do with these Marxists, these socialists over in the Democrat Party. And it wasn't so much that the Republicans were all that great. It was just that the Democrats are just that bad. Let me bring on another liberty-loving Latino, Ivan Garcia Hidalgo, the CEO of Americano Media, which has established the first conservative Hispanic media network in Spanish. He's an entrepreneur and a business executive who's worked at companies like Sprint and AT&T. Ivan hosted the widely popular show Battleground, served as the surrogate for President Trump in Hispanic media. Ivan, welcome back to the airwaves in the great city of Houston. What's going on, my friend?
Hey, Chris, thanks for the invite, man. Love coming on your show.
Pleasure's all mine. Look, let me get a couple of headlines in before you and I talk about what's up at Americano Media. Code Pinko shows up to a China hearing the Republicans are putting on to hold communist China accountable, and Code Pinko starts yelling, China's not our enemy, and stop Asian hate. So if you oppose communist China's repression, their slavery, if you oppose their bigotry, if you oppose their genocide, then somehow you're participating in Asian hate, says Code Pinko. What do you say to Code Pinko?
I think they're a bunch of idiots. That's what I think. If you can't realize that China is clearly an adversary of the United States, it's already been proved, like Trump said and everybody else said back in 2020, that the Wuhan virus had been leaked out of a lab. I don't know. You've got to be living in some kind of time capsule, or you probably need mental help. See a psychiatrist and less politics, right?
No, I hear that. And you know what? It's one thing to be a dumb communist, an idiot communist who cuts corners and allows a genetically modified bat virus to escape containment. That's one thing. But when you make the conscious decision, as General Robert Spalding told us, to say, well, we're not going to contain it in Wuhan. We're going to stop all travel from Wuhan to China, but we're going to send 5 million citizens of Wuhan abroad so we can create the pandemic. That's an act of war, number one. It's also a crime against humanity, isn't it?
Of course. And you know what? And how many trillions of dollars did that cost the world?
Right.
Right. And at some point, is somebody going to send them a bill or what?
No. Well,
it cost millions of lives and trillions of dollars. And, at some point, somebody's got to make them pay, and they should be held accountable. And I think realistically, President Trump was on his way to doing that. And unfortunately, 2020 happened. So, yeah. You know, we gotta make sure 2024 happens for us, right?
Well, I think so. I think so. And you know what? Not to put too fine a point on this, and I think you said it, that the folks inside of Code Pinko, they need a psychiatrist. You would have to be a complete insane person to say, I love racism, genocide, and slavery as China is undertaking, not to mention the 7 million deaths they caused on purpose from the China virus. Let me get onto another headline. The Department of Injustice, as you know, is on a jihad against Christians. But they have done next to nothing to find or prosecute left-wingers who are harassing Supreme Court justices in violation of federal law or firebombing these pro-life women's centers. They've done absolutely nothing to bring those people to justice. What is your take when you hear about your federal government doing those kinds of things?
Well, I think the federal government's been weaponized, right? I think it started back with Obama going after conservatives with the IRS. It's continued. It has never stopped. I mean, we saw this deep state really taking over during the Trump administration with all kinds of lies, fake stories, the Russian hoax, everything that happened with the FBI and DOJ. It has continued. I think this administration has pushed the accelerator to the floor, and I don't think they're going to stop, Chris. I think the only way they're going to stop is if they're stopped, and the only way they get stopped is either by this Congress really stepping up and pressing hard, or us winning the election in 2024 and the new president coming in and cleaning house. But I think these organizations are corrupt to the core, and they need to be washed out. And quite frankly, you know, the tens of thousands of IRS agents that now are mandated to carry a gun, of all things, you know, should be really concerning to all Americans, because that means they're coming after everybody. They're going to audit you 7 years back. They're going to go after every single conservative that is vocal, that is donating to campaigns, and they're going to check, you know, they're going to go check your underwear, Chris. But it's going to be a nightmare.
It's going to be a nightmare. Ivan Garcia Hidalgo, our guest right now, folks. He's the CEO of Americano Media. So, what's the latest and greatest over there? What have you guys been up to since the last time we spoke?
Well, you know, we're trying to kick ass and save the country, Chris. As you know, we've talked about this in the past, is Hispanics are going to decide the upcoming election and future elections for a while. We need to make sure that Hispanics are aware of the issues. They're not lied to and fooled like Telemundo, Univision, and CNN Espanol have done for decades. So we're riding hard with our slogan that says "No Mas Fake News," and we're taking the truth out there. We're pushing both sides, you know, and showing sharp contrast between failed Marxist policies and the awesomeness of the United States of American capitalism. And you know what? Hispanics are saying, "Hey, that's what I want. I want the American dream." We definitely don't want anything to do with Marxism. Because every single Hispanic in this country, Chris, as you know, all we have to do is look south of the border from Mexico all the way down, and the entire continent has collapsed to communist, socialist, and Marxist, and all those countries have been destroyed and flattened or on the verge of being destroyed. And like Ronald Reagan said, America's the last beacon of hope. So if America collapses, there's nowhere else to go. So Hispanics have decided that we're going to fight. And we're going to fight for freedom. We're going to fight for America. We're going to fight to save this country. And it's happening every day today.
Yep. Communist China is pushing heavily into our own hemisphere in those Latino countries and enslaving Latino countries and Hispanic countries. And Joe Biden, of course, is asleep, as he always is. What's your read on Latinos and Hispanics in general as far as their political leanings? Because I think one of the red wave was killed by Mitch McConnell, by John Cornyn, by these milquetoast surrender caucus type Republicans who were out there financially supporting Democrats, voting for Democrats, and campaigning for Democrats. So that's why I believe was one of the big pushers of the failure of the red wave. But what they couldn't stop, because Mitch McConnell has no cachet in the Latino community, John Cornyn has no cachet in the Latino community, what you could not overlook was this massive shift from Latinos from Democrat, socialist to Republican. What is your take? Is that momentum still going on, or is it slowed, or where are we at?
Well, let me tell you, Chris, what you know, this big reality that's going to happen in 2020. You know, we've seen it happening. We saw it happen in 2022. You know, look, in the past, we have not had a medium. We've not had a platform in order to address Spanish-speaking Hispanics in this country. And now we have Americano. And with Americano, we're going to be able to push that message forward. And I think that's going to really drive the needle. But if you look at the shift is historic. When you look at Mitt Romney's dismal 27% versus Obama's 71%, right, of Hispanic votes, to 2022, the bar is now set at 40%, you know, and that is only counting on Americano being on the airs for, you know, 6 months, 7 months, mm-hmm. right? We're going to have a full cycle. We are expanding our coverage, Chris. So we did a deal with Odyssey, so we're going on terrestrial radio with them. We currently are right now in Miami and looking at expanding that relationship nationwide. I'll say it right here, actually, you know, we have not announced it anywhere, so I'll announce it on your show, Chris. We just inked a deal with iHeartRadio, so we're going to be in Orlando, Tampa, and Jacksonville. And one of the most important things, we're going to be on the iHeart app, which, as you know, is one of the most robust digital platforms, you know, in the world. They have over 3 billion downloads, over 160 million registered subscribers. So, you know, our expansion continues. We're talking to many other radio groups for national syndication. We believe we're going to surpass 50 markets by the end of the year. And obviously on TV, we're starting to roll that out now. And you can find us on Apple TV, Google TV, Amazon Fire, Roku. And soon we're going to be on some of the other platforms like Samsung Plus and Pluto. So, you know, we're not stopping. And one of the things, Chris, that we found when we did our national poll, actually Tony Fabrizio did our poll for us last year, 1,200 registered Hispanic voters nationwide. And we saw that English-speaking or English-dominant Hispanics voted Republican. Spanish-dominant Hispanics voted for Democrats. Oh. And what was the big difference when they were asked, what is your primary source for information? They said 41% was Fox News.
Yeah, right. You know? Yeah, those who can understand. See, and that was my last point I wanted to bring up with you, because, folks, what you got to know what's going on out there is these loudmouth leftist Latinos like, what's his name, Jorge Ramos and others.
Yeah.
They use the language barrier to basically say that conservatives are racist and Republicans are racist, and they laud the real racists, who are the Democrats, so they snow these people in Spanish language.
Well, let me jump in here, Chris, real quick, because this is super important, and I know later today maybe you can have one of your guys research and you can hit it really hard on Newsmax. But, you know, Telemundo came out and blatantly lied. So these people that sit there and call conservative Hispanics that we push and drive mis and disinformation, they ask the FBI and they call for the DOJ investigation for people, you know, for companies like Americano, are the primary pushers of absolute garbage. You know, Telemundo yesterday came out and said that because of what Governor DeSantis did with Disney, now it was going to cost Floridians millions of dollars or whatever amount they said in
taxes.
That's
a lot. That is a completely lie.
False and fake and misinformation.
That is a lie. And you know what?
Yep.
Shame on Telemundo, because the way that bill was written, it's going to cause Disney is going to have to pay
Correct.
All of the stuff the taxpayers were having to pick up and foot the bill for. That,
Correct.
Well, I'm hoping you guys reach out to DeSantis and let him know that because, you know, you saw what he did when Andrea Mitchell of NBC News, when she lied about his position on that, the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG cultural
yep.
Marxism that he tried to get out of the study of Black history and slavery. She lied about him, so he needs to know that Telemundo's lying about him, too.
Yeah, it's amazing. But that's who they are, Chris. They're mis and disinformation outlets, and quite frankly, they're just here to lie to Hispanics and try and push a Marxist agenda. That's all they are.
Well, that's why it's great to have Americano Media as part of the rise of the liberty-loving Latino. Ivan Garcia Hidalgo, he is the CEO of that great company. My friend, thank you for the visit, and thanks for the update.
Thank you, Chris.
That puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. This is day three of our exclusive vacation content, because this is the only place where you can find it, because we're on vacation on the Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, and on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5 o'clock. Folks, go to ChrisSalcedo.com, if you will. You can catch up there on our social media platforms. We are updating social media as well, so you can kind of keep up to speed what the show is thinking. Also, pay a visit to TexasScorecard.com. They never sleep over there. They never go on vacation over there. Well, I mean, there's only somebody manning the fort. That's what I mean. And they go on vacation, but there's always going to be somebody there cranking up the news that's big in Texas and news that matters to the rest of the country. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.
When you get your participating Pepsi and Lay's at Circle K, and you get the chance to win tickets to the 2023 UEFA Champions League final in Istanbul, you feel like this.
Score!
And if you're not already rushing to Circle K, maybe Pepsi and Lay's player Lionel Messi can get you going.
Bono.
Get the taste of champions brought to you by Pepsi and Lay's for a chance to win tickets to the 2023 UEFA Champions League final in Istanbul. Only at Circle K. 21 and older, no purchase necessary. Subject to official rules. Visit cktasteofchampions.com for details.